Hello everybody, in this web development tutorial we have a member at our forum who was having problems making one of the contact forms, which is a tutorial at our site at developphp.com. He was having problems making the form connect, and if what happened is if the user happened to navigate to his site without the www dot in it, it wouldn't connect to the PHP script like it needed to. And I can show you a couple of examples of this. Let's go to Web Intersect, and I already have these methods implemented. I'm going to show you how to do it yourself using .htaccess file if you happen to be on a Linux server, Apache. And so let me get rid of this www. Let's see what happens. Let's say if I tried to navigate to Web Intersect without the www dot there, which is sometimes how Google will render search listings. They'll put your link without the freaking www dot in it, and it'll mess up your scripts. So you should consider something like this, especially if you're building this these kind of dynamic communities where there's lots of PHP scripts that have to get connected to. It's very serious. And I'll also show you how PayPal does this trick as well, and or they utilize this method. Not maybe not the exact method, but the same logic. So let's press enter here. You see how it added the www dot? That has that would not happen ordinarily on another website unless let's see, let's go to YouTube, let's see what happens. They're using it too. Okay, that's good. Let's go to PayPal. Try not to put the www dot and all that. PayPal.com, and you'll see they're going to add a SSL URL. See? Go to PayPal. Now it's a secured lockdown server with SSL, and they make it, they rewrite the URL using an htaccess trick or the trick that Jake 2008 mentioned here using the httpd.ini script, and he was correct about Linux being a .htaccess file. So let me show you that file. Now this is very important for making your scripts all get connected to correctly with contact forms, with dynamic database, with anything that you need. So this is very, very important. And what I did in the first line here is I just put the a comment of pound sign comments out of line. So you can put pound sign anywhere to make yourself comments to keep notes, and it won't process it. The script won't process that line. So here we claim disallow viewing of htaccess files on our server, and that is lines 4 through 7. Now to make the rewrite condition work correctly, you turn the rewrite engine on, and here I just put a note that says make all requests have the www dot in them. So here's the condition, and then here's the rewrite rule. So you can see the condition is anything in the Web Intersect website on that server, any page that happens to be navigated to, if the www dot or the www dot is missing, then it gets added to it using this little file. And here's how you make the file. You go to like Notepad or something that's just a very basic text editor, or you can create the file and then rename it once it's on the server using your FTP program. And let's see, let's put in that code. So you would just take this code and you would put it in a Notepad file. Where is that? Get rid of all this crap. Here's the Notepad file, untitled so far. And then put the code in. And you go to File, Save As. Let's just put it on a desktop. And put .htaccess. That's it. press save, and now we have a file here on our desktop. Let me move this so you can see it. This little guy right here. And as you see, it has no name. It just has an extension. You pop that into your server, or onto your server root, your root directory on your server, and then test the effects. You will like it. Something you need if you're going to be running dynamic scripts like the big boys. Okay, we'll see you guys next lesson.